What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Can't believe it. It works.
It worked this week. Usually we don't get that sound coming through the thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. But anyway, welcome back, Loz, to How to Not Comedy. You've got Loz Budden on this week.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Well, hey, I tell you what, you both need to realise how special this is.
Yeah.
Because it's 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. It's not just the football, it's the Manly Melbourne game.
Oh, shit. Oh, that. That's why you're hitting me up. Like, can you do it earlier?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. No, we don't watch football.
I know. I realised that and thought, oh, fuck.
These idiots. We're on my fucking football
time. I have no idea.
And you decided to come out here and do this shit instead of watching the footy?
To be honest, I didn't want to watch this crash and burn, which I gotta do. So.
Fair enough. You can get the lowdown on what happened afterwards.
I did see a video online. I'm guessing it's posted by your other half of you just getting mad at the football.
Yeah, she does that all the time. Yeah,
what a
she
stitch
puts
up.
Them up. Yeah, it's I get a little involved.
A little,
say. Just a little.
Yeah,
touch.
I saw you're doing radio the other night again as well.
Yeah, because I had to give it up through the day because my business was kicking off. So,
oh, nice.
So I've sort of had no daytime, but so I was just waiting for them to say give me a nighttime gig, and they have so.
Awesome.
Yeah, good to get back into it.
Except now you missed out on comedy.
I know. Although I was going to come afterwards.
Right, okay.
But then I was just too tired.
Yeah.
What time does it finish?
It was only 8 o'clock, so till 8, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed out on a show last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't miss much.
Yeah, okay.
Was that the Wicco last Wednesday?
Yeah, the Wicco. No, you missed a lot. It was great. Really? Oh, man. It was so much fun. Seriously, I've never had more fun bombing in my life.
Awesome. That's good.
I got fucking heckled by a lady who's older than time. Just like, is all you talk about is sex? I'm like, no, I've got a COVID joke now. Is that okay with you? Oh, fuck, she hated me. Like, every second joke, she's just like,
nice.
Gross.
They were having a great time, but
fantastic.
What surprised me was that they were still there at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they hated it, but they were dedicated to hating it
awesome.
The whole night, so they stuck it out.
That's great. If you're going to hate something, you really got to go full on, don't
you?
Yeah. You can't just dislike it.
Yeah. Oh, so that was a rough show.
Yeah.
And I felt it coming too. I was like, oh, I'm going to bomb for sure.
You got up there with the attitude ready.
Yeah.
Ready to bomb.
Like, I've been doing all right for a while now. It's time to go down.
Yeah.
You got to throw one in there every now and again. Just let it go. Pull the pin.
Oh, Ethan's was a special kind of bomb because he even forgot his jokes and just stood up there like mouth open like
grasping at straws.
At least I remembered my jokes.
I had it all ready to go, but I fucking blanked when I was up there like you do sometimes.
Not having
a great one. I was sitting down talking to Liam Callum before the set, and I was like, I've really got this anxiety under control, you know, I can eat before a show and everything, and I'm killing it.
And then you vomited.
Then I go and throw up, because the anxiety just all hit me at once.
Oh, like, that's fantastic.
No, fuck you. Then I get up there and bomb. I'm like,
oh, man.
Nice.
It was, it was a special night. I'm so glad I hang around because I had to see your set. I was hoping Ben would be on earlier because I love watching him. But I was just like, I'll hang around for Ethan's set.
Yeah,
we were going to play him on the podcast actually.
Yeah, but I don't have that set.
Should
we? Yeah, actually, all we need is a orgs in line.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Just saying.
Surely you've got an you've got.
Oh, yeah, we've got the technology.
I'll have to figure it out for future ones if we're going to do that.
Because I genuinely wanted to play our sets on here.
Critique them.
Especially
mine.
Especially yours.
It's so bad. I don't want to see it. What am I going to do? Sit there? I'll just I have to relive that shit. I don't want to have to do that.
It's a growing experience.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
it was. It's all about growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch is the king of that.
Oh, man. Fat jokes this early in?
Yeah, man.
I love it. So you've been killing it lately, Loz. What Street Comedy?
Saw the
photos up online.
Yeah, that was really cool. I really loved doing that. Yeah. It was awesome. Such a great venue too, big old church.
Yeah.
And it's very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, had a great time.
You had a great set that night. I was there for that one.
Yeah, appreciate that. Killed I although when I looked at it afterwards and realised I was only meant to do 7 minutes and it went on for 10.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
You were running the line.
I got
a bit
carried away.
Yeah, well, if it's going that well, no one really minds that much if you
run it a bit. So,
but, yeah, if you're, like, doing really bad.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's you're going over time, people are like, come on, wrap this shit up.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. If I had stopped any sooner, it wouldn't have made sense. The whole thing would have just gone bad.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's all learning, like learning how long your set goes for and everything. So
absolutely, that's it, for sure.
And I've noticed you've got a lot of new stuff too from that one that I watched.
Yeah, I've got I've done a lot of writing actually over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Just trying to put it all together into different, 5 minute lots.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, it's cool once you've got like that 5 minutes and you're like, oh, I know this works.
Yeah.
I can file that one away and then start working on another bit and then. All of a sudden, if you get the call and like, oh, we need you to do half an hour, you're like, well, I've better start writing these
Well, I
down.
Know I've got 10 now anyway.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say that like you've got experience writing like 10-minute sets, Ethan.
I had to do seven, I think, for Dave's gig down the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be a rough seven.
Yeah.
But it worked out. I pulled it together. There was like one joke that probably shouldn't have been in there, but fuck it. I went for it anyway. And it did all right. So, yeah.
My set's been like 3-4 minutes recently. Like even the sets that are going well, I'm like, yep, got to laugh, get off.
Yeah.
I just fucking leave it at that. Like, yeah.
That's fair enough. If you can do a slick 3 or 4, then why not?
So I've written a couple of new jokes, which...
let's hear them.
Some of them don't work. Some of them do.
We're getting to that part of the show already, are we?
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to write. I was talking... We've got a little group chat. I was trying to, like, get pointers... Like, I'm just coming up with premises, but I'm not smart enough to come up with a punchline.
Okay.
It's the worst.
They're the hardest part to come up with, though, is premises. Because, like, what do you talk about on stage?
Oh,
the toughest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't turn into waffle.
Yeah. And then once you've figured out how to write jokes, then you're on easy street. You can go back through all the other stuff and
do it
as a set-up punchline or whatever.
Maybe. I'm just, like, writing down... funny things that I find, and I've got one, and it's not ready at all. So take that for what it is, and it's literally like, parents always complain about like having kids.
Yep.
And it's like, you kind of put yourself there though. Like it's 100% your fault.
Oh, absolutely.
Like to complain, right. You shouldn't have to complain. And I was like, complaining you have shit kids is the same as like purposely lighting your house on fire, having it burned down, and then sifting through the rubbish to find your charred, melted wreck of a TV, and then complaining to all your friends about how your TV doesn't work anymore. So obviously,
bit long winded.
Yeah. Like the premise is like, you burn your own house down, and then you complain that you haven't got a TV to watch.
Yeah.
So.
Classic internet meme of the guy that's riding along his push bike and then he shoves the
stick in his own
fork and then he like blames whatever it is. He's like,
nice.
Yeah, fucking Trump.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Yeah. So that's like what I came up with the other day and me and Adam were like brainstorming back and forth and couldn't come up with anything. But he, look, honestly, Adam's given me some really fucking funny punchlines in the past, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've got that new priest bit. And...
Oh, yeah, that's a great bit.
But it gets thanks, laughs. Adam. It actually, like, it's a funny joke. It's just you shouldn't perform it to children.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
Yeah. Right, I wondered because I saw that comment and I'm thinking, I wonder what he's done.
Yeah.
What's he done now?
Yeah, no, it's literally, oh, fuck it, I'll just say the joke.
Please.
And it's like, oh, do you reckon priests invented baptisms because they liked waterboarding babies? Or
it should just end there.
It should end there, but Adam gave me this little gem. He goes, or did the priest just figure out a better way to wash the cum off them?
Oh, yeah, it needed to end.
So when I performed that at the Wicco, my fan was like, oh, my God. You are disgusting. What is she's like braining me like I'm one of her children. What is wrong with you? And
you're
I'm like
there's a long
and
list,
I'm like
lady.
Your guess is as good as mine, lady.
That to me sounds like an ultimate compliment, really.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh man.
That's awesome.
Awful.
Yeah.
But I bombed just as well with my jokes.
Yeah, well.
Which was like I was like trying to do a bit about how, like, I don't know what I was trying to get at. It was like, dick is more accessible than vagina was basically, like, the main point of the joke. Yeah. But the way I went about it was just terrible. It's just like... Yeah.
Loz is sitting there like, speak for yourself, buddy.
I can get
no,
it easy.
No, I actually think it's true. I think it's a truth.
I think it is too. Yeah. But the way I went about it was just not.
Absolutely.
How you should do
when
it.
When I was straight... Not that I really ever was, but when I was in denial, yeah, absolutely, dick was available anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
And then when I came out, it was like, fuck, where's all the badge?
Yeah.
Nowhere to be seen.
It's supply and demand.
It
like
is.
It's got more value.
Yeah.
Dick was just handing it out for free in show bags and stuff.
This is true. That's true.
Maybe I should have went with that line.
Yeah, maybe.
Instead of whatever the fuck I did, which was like, I was talking about...
I don't remember what you did. All I remember is just being the only person in the crowd laughing.
That's when you
Glad
know you're you've
in my
gone
corner.
Wrong.
Yeah. When Mitch is laughing.
Oh, man.
It's bad.
There was one point where I just like burst out like obnoxiously loud and I wasn't even trying to heckle you or do it on purpose. It was just that funny.
It was so awkward. I was talking about how I touched a dick, like I've touched my mate's dick.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, that doesn't make me 100% gay because, like, if you touch it once, it's not like meth. Like, I'm not going to be addicted to it from touching it once was the point I was trying to make. I think I related it to coffee. I'm like, dick's not like meth. It's more like coffee. Like, it's not that addictive. But if you're the type of person...
You don't need to re-explain why it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
We'll just take your word for it.
All right. Fine. You got to do your terrible joke. Fuck you.
I really wanted to know where it was headed personally.
Nowhere good.
Yeah. No, okay.
If there's anything that I learned from that, never again.
Oh, man.
And my misogynistic joke.
Yeah.
No, that didn't go
well. Oh, that did not go well at all.
No, they never just, do, really.
Yeah.
Not when there's any women around, never.
No.
There only has to be one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which I think the stag was like pretty... Oh, there was ladies in the crowd, but it was pretty male-dominated crowd at the stag. And it went all right there.
Yeah. But then at the, it was a super, like... It was a good crowd. And they just like had a real... Like, they had an open mind.
Yeah.
So...
Nice.
Yeah, it sort of went all right there, but even the setup to that, like the setup I do is terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah, I need to stop doing it.
You come across as such a piece of shit, and it doesn't get any better.
I'm trying to build tension in the crowd.
You're trying to just...
It's all about tension and release, Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's the theory of it.
Yeah.
But no, it's just all tension, no release.
Yeah.
It's tension and hate.
Oh, man.
Why do we suck so bad at comedy?
It's fucking... It's... It's rough too, because I'll watch comics who've been doing it a lot less than me and are so much better than me.
You mean Ben?
Yeah, yeah. Ben and Mark.
He come on? I loved watching his bit he put up the other day.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like the material, but he's fucking funny.
Yeah.
And when you're funny, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a fucking good attitude to have, Loz.
It's yeah,
like, as good as you can get.
Yeah,
fair enough.
It doesn't 100% agree with me, but it's ground speaks for itself. Yeah. If you don't like it, then you can always just not watch it.
That's it.
Yeah,
but I think it was his confidence in that he just ruled that stage.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't have mattered what he'd said; it was all good.
Yeah.
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 That's how Hitler got in power.
That's true.
If Hitler liked having sex with overweight women instead of killing Jews, the world would be a better place.
Well, I think there's some truth in that.
Where are you going from here, Mitch?
Oh, I don't know.
Again, stopping there.
Yeah. Quit while you're ahead.
Do you guys know Ben Shapiro?
I've heard the name.
He's a little fucking tiny little Jew dude who talks about politics a lot. You would have seen him on Facebook.
Right.
Turns out his sister likes to take naked photos of herself and film herself having sex. So that's what I found out about today.
Oh, so this is one of your talking points? You're like, I'm going to bring up talking points for this show.
Yeah, this is one of them. Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't know who Ben Shapiro is.
I know who Ben Shapiro is, but I don't care at all that his sister is doing OnlyFans or whatever.
It's not even OnlyFans.
Oh, she's just a good egg.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew it was going to be a good talking point.
Yeah, that's
good. You've done well. Why charge for it? You can just put it out for free.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, dear. So that's one of the things I learned today. And anti-vaxxers are apparently going to be that's what authorities think are going to be the new, outbreak cases, is all these hippie anti-vaxxers getting around.
Right. So they're the first to die.
Yeah. Well.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, you know. It's going to happen if you don't get your shots.
Yeah.
Don't wear your mask.
Someone's got to take the fall.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
I love those ones like you see on the internet where people are like, oh, it's all a hoax, oh, it's all fake. And then the next photo is like they're in hospital or they've died.
Oh.
Like, it's terrible that they died, but it's also fucking hilarious.
The fucking dude who built his own rocket to prove that the earth was flat.
Yeah.
That is...
The parachute didn't work.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That is one of the funny-ass things I've ever heard in my life, that one.
You're just like... And it's such a pity, too, because he's obviously... He's bright enough to make a rocket.
Yeah, that's it.
And it not explode.
Yep.
Like, the thing that didn't work was the parachute.
Yeah.
Which is like, you've got the hard part over and done with. The parachute's, tried and proven.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a whole lot of fucking creativity needed there.
Good at rockets, bad at parachutes. You know, you can't be good at everything.
Yeah, good at going up, not so good on the landing.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a lot like comedy. Open strong, bomb hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. I've learned a lot from that last one. What do they say? They reckon one good bomb's worth like five good sets.
I'd say so.
I don't know what the numbers are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was very humbling.
That night, I'm like, I need some canned comebacks for hecklers.
Yeah.
Just like, you just need something to fucking try and reset the room even. Because at one point, she was like, is all you talk about, she was just like, fuck, she just hated me. And I'm like, I'm standing there, I'm like, oh, fuck, I've got nothing to come back with that.
That's what I thought after it. I was oh, shit, I've got that bit about old people that I used to do about how they're worried about mobile phones, like everyone's on their phones all the time and we're going to forget how to talk to each other and then it ends up my grandma's racist or whatever. But I should have used it. Yeah. It's like, perfect. I could have goaded her into that. Like, oh, do you guys know about mobile phones? Like, people on them all the time?
Yeah.
Do a bit of crowd work? The fucking, totally. Yeah. The wisdom of the stairs.
Did you notice the African dude in the middle of the show was there for the set, enjoying the show, and then one of the comics had to make a slave joke, and he walked out.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
and no I way. Laughed especially hard at the joke. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's an African dude there. And then like I was like, oh, this might be awkward. He was a big African dude yep. too. Like, I was like, oh, man, if he makes this a whole thing, we can't help that person on stage.
Because then we're the racists. Sorry, dude, you're on your own.
Yeah, but he walked out after that, and I was like, oh, man.
Well, he did the right thing. He not enjoying the show. Fucking walk out.
Well, yeah. That's it. Yeah. He could have made a fuss, I suppose.
He could have heckled. Made it worse.
Yeah.
He should have heckled. Make it even more awkward.
Yeah, no, it was awkward enough as it was. It was shocking.
Yeah.
Then in the second half, everyone came up the front and there was like a nice table to the left of stage.
Yeah.
Just like laughing at everything. It was like yin and yang. You had the left table of young people laughing at everything and the oldies on the other side just hating everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that was good. Like, that's what you need for comedy, I reckon. Like, if everyone's having a great time, it's not as funny.
Yeah.
But if you're laughing at shit going like, oh, I bet they fucking hate this. Like,
oh, yeah.
That makes it even juicier.
Yeah. There's always, and you always remember shows where there's like just one good table. Like you go and do a Crown and Anchor show, and if there's one good table, it just like makes the show for you.
Totally.
Because you end up like just playing to that one table.
That's it. Yeah. Forgetting about everyone else.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. But we also did our good friend, the Joke Thief, do a set?
I have no idea who you're
talking
about.
Who's the joke thief?
Who's the guy who just got up and did that fucking...
Oh, that guy that did Carl Barron's set.
Yeah.
He got into like... He was having an argument with some...
I know, that's what I wanted to ask. I was going to talk about that. Yeah, so at the last show, this guy gets up and he'd been posting online like... live at the Wicco, like photos of himself live at the Wicco.
Okay.
And everyone's like, oh, is this guy an actual comic? Like, what's going on? And he gets up there.
Yeah,
and
right.
he does like Carl Barron's no ass bit. And then like, yeah. So we just started calling him the drunk Carl Barron or something. Yeah. Anyway. So then the next week, last Wednesday, he's there again. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, Carl Barron's here. And then he got into this huge fight with these two little blonde chicks, like screaming abuse at each other.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Fuck you. He's like, get fucked. Just like really setting the tone for the comedy night that was about
awesome.
To start.
That's great.
I'm like, oh, man, they just walked our headliner.
He hung around for a bit. He was in the corner just sulking to himself.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might have fucked off, but probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him talking to Eddie at one point, and Eddie had that like look on her face she gets when she's talking to someone that she doesn't want to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Like 100% of the time whenever I speak to her, like that same look. Like, what are you doing here?
It's just that blank.
Yeah, like... Fuck off. Leave me alone.
Like, as soon as you pause in conversation, I'm going to tell you how I really feel. Love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was entertaining to watch. I was like, oh, man. And then the blonde chicks got some big dude. That's why I think he, like, stayed in the corner after that, because they had some, like, heavy-built dude hanging out with them.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah,
fair call.
I wouldn't fuck with him.
Yeah, keep you back to the wall.
Yeah,
if that's what happens, we'll just leave.
I would have left.
Yeah,
like if that was me, I'm like, I'll leave.
Yeah,
like imagine getting your head kicked in for open mic, like, especially that open mic, which was not going well anyway. Like oh man, I got the shit kicked out of me for abusing two blonde chicks at the open mic at the Wicco.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
yeah. There is a story there.
Yeah.
Well, you can ride a wave on that one.
Yeah. There's a story there.
How I learnt not to be a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like that dude who I had the run-in with. Guarantee he'll never give people driving tips in floodwaters again.
Oh, yeah, the guy you tried to find.
Yes, what happened there?
I'll give you the short version because we've covered it before. Right. But, I drove through floodwaters and fucked my car.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there on the yep. And I'm sitting on the side of the road, and this bloke's like, just come up to just call me a dickhead.
Okay.
And it's like, someone's very clearly having a bad night. Let's call them names. Make out that they're an idiot. So,
which you were, because you drove your car.
Every point he had, yeah, he was making good points.
You did drive your car into
I know,
car.
I know. Yeah.
You got to just cop the slack on that one.
Yeah, no, yeah. Looking back on it, he was making some valid points. I still chased him up the road. But.
Just the image of you chasing someone.
Yeah, it wasn't even me chasing. He started running. I'm like, I'm not chasing that dude. It's a miracle I got out of my car.
I've got the picture of you running through the flood water, like water splashing everywhere.
Oh, no, the worst thing was it was like a flash flood and all the water was gone 20 minutes after.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't like I was in like a river crossing or anything like that. It was just a random cul-de-sac that I tried to turn around in.
Right.
And it's so just like,
that's why he's here at 4, if you can't watch the footy, because he's had to steal the wife's car because he still hasn't bought another car.
Yeah.
That's all your fault.
Yeah, this happened like a month ago. Yeah. He still hasn't bought a car.
We could have had this at 2 o'clock. I could have been home, beer in hand, chips.
Oh.
I got money, though. He says, I got money. It's your wife's super that she took out. But he's got money.
I got money.
Yeah, right.
Look, if we went to court, they'd say it's our money, so...
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a technicality, really.
Yeah. Well, I got out of a bit of debt, so that's all right.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't have anything insured in my name for the next 7 years.
Oh, really?
No, not really. Oh, okay. Thought it was going to be funny, sounds but you took it seriously because you're a Jew.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
hang on. There's money involved. Oy vey, I will not write off my car. It's like Jewish Dracula. I don't know what I'm doing.
I want to suck your money. Super fund.
Oh, that's shit.
That was awful.
But we can talk about your shoulder, which I still don't know what you've done.
What
to
do
it.
You do?
I was climbing on a train. And,
yeah.
It's just stupid. My bag literally just fell off my shoulder onto my arm as I was reaching for the next rung.
Yeah.
And so I had the weight of my bag and nothing to hold on to, and it just went.
Is it one of those heavy-duty crib bags?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking. They're heavy.
Yeah.
Was that for work? Like
it was for work, so it's a workers' comp thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Mitchell. Phone's ringing, sorry about that.
Oh, that yours, is it? All good. But, Mitch does all
it's
the workers' comp.
I'll answer him.
Yeah, answer him.
Hello, this is your mother.
What up, dog?
did you all just hear that? He just said, "What up, dog?" That's my son, my wonderful son, whom I love. You're on a podcast, Josh. What do you want?
I wanted to ask you. Are I supposed to pick up your antihistamines?
Yes.
Oh, let's talk medical.
Did you do that?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Go home. So, yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Jeez. You're on a podcast. Yeah, you know the medication you needed me to pick up? Do you know what a podcast is?
I've got heaps of antihistamines if you need some, though.
Excellent.
I carry him in the hundreds because I'm a snotty boy.
Beautiful.
I got pulled up at a train station once on a unicycle with a Ziploc bag full of antihistamines. That's pretty funny.
I'm not even going to ask any questions about that because that's just...
Yeah, well, I've been smoking a lot of weed that weekend.
Okay.
My bag and my clothes all smelt like weed, and I was sitting at the train station waiting for a train, and as you do at a train station, and got done by the sniffer dog.
Oh.
And my girlfriend at the time was doing me a favour by packing all my antihistamines for me in a Ziploc bag. Nice. They thought they hit the jackpot. Kid's fucked.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We got you.
Yeah, I've never seen a cop so disappointed when he came back with it on his finger and it's like blue and he's like, no. Gotta let him go. Suck shit.
Oh,
Handing
man.
A box of tissues as well. Yeah.
Maybe next time, fucker.
Why were they in a Ziploc bag?
Because I had like 1,000 pack of them, like in a jar.
A
big jar of them that
I
got in the States, shipped over. Because, I hate having to go get them all the time. So I just buy them in bulk.
Because people think you're making speed.
Yeah,
because you look like the kind of person who makes speed.
Why? Because I'm skinny.
Yeah,
fat people can't make speed.
They can't do speed either.
Yeah, no. We can. We just don't stay fat for very long.
That's true.
If I ever lose a lot of weight, it's time to have an intervention.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
So. It is silly though, isn't it? Like the antihistamines come in a pack of five. Five. That's all you can get.
You get a week's worth. That's it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So I don't know. It's the pseudoephedrine in them that they use for speed. I don't know if that's in the ones that I've got or not. I don't know. They come in bulk. I don't think you can make drugs out of them.
Yeah, if that's the case,
you wouldn't think so. If you,
no,
Otherwise, I'm on a watch list for that because
you've been on a watch list for a long time, my friend.
Yeah.
You can thank 4chan for that.
Yeah.
Might have told me that before I rocked up at your house.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the game too now. Mitch was telling me a little bit ago about like some idea for a show that you had.
Oh,
I've completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, Crutch, Pong and Pilchards, it's called. But I'm hopeless. I have idea after idea after idea. I'm going all sorts of directions and I never follow up on anything because I have another idea and then I start on that one and I have another one over here.
Yeah.
So it's still there and I still love the idea. As I said to you, it's been around for like nearly 10 years, this idea.
Yeah.
But, we'll do something with it.
I feel like it'd make a funny comic as well.
Well, that's originally what I wanted to do. Yeah. I wanted it to be a comic.
Well, like a strip. Okay.
I'd reach out to Cabba.
Yes, exactly.
He's a good artist.
Yeah.
He is. He's incredible.
He's got some funny shit.
Yeah.
His cartooning is incredible.
Yeah.
I saw the thing online that he posted, the TV
with
and the arms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, Pornhub would make a lot of money if they sold those. Everyone else is like, oh, it's so deep. I'm like, here's a wanking joke I just thought of.
Oh, go and with your strengths, Mark.
It's all my fucking comedy is about.
Have you been reading that group chat today with Ronan?
No.
Oh, my God, this one's funny as a. So this Ronan's always on Facebook stirring shit up. And he says to this guy, like a guy called a flanno a flanny.
Ah, yeah.
So Ronan was like, who calls it a flanny?
No one.
Sounds a lot like
that.
Fanny.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, he was ripping into him for that. And this guy's reply to him was, Adam Ronan, you're more like a serial killer from landlocked Snowtown. Any wet flanny you get is no doubt by force and rape. What a tool.
Wow.
So good. So I gave that a ha-ha. The shit that I find in Facebook beefs all the time.
I saw he follows up as well on his comments.
Yes.
So I saw it was another it's another comment on Cabba's thing. Cabba's looking for a band.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that.
And Adam's like, oh, what sort of band? Yeah. And then Cabba doesn't respond for 2 days. So Ronan fucking messages him back, playing like, yeah, nah, fucking, it was good trying to help you out. Like, Ronan, you fucking psycho. He's sitting there. He's like, Cabba never got back to me when I was trying to help him. And he fucking wrote it as well. I saw that and I was just like, awkward.
Yeah, you messaged on there, awkward.
Yeah. What sort of fucking lunatic are you, Ronan?
I love it. So
the
good.
The class one, so on the right there. Yeah, that's man. Brilliant.
Oh, fuck.
Got his man crush on.
He's either going to be the greatest comedian in the long run or just the worst. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking entertaining, though. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's fucking... He's a lunatic. He's an actual lunatic.
Oh, so. I was on Facebook earlier today and I saw this page and it's, what's it called? Like the State of Hawaii or something. And it's like one of those piss take pages where they like make up fake news and stuff like that. And they made up this thing for like death pods that you could have in Hawaii now. So it's like a euthanization thing that you can go and sit in this pod and you can like stream your favorite TV show while you're sitting there. And then their punchline was like, some people call it Netflix and chill. We like to call it Netflix and kill. It's just so...
Yeah. It's funny until you think about the sort of people who need to euthanize themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. But the comments were
then it becomes
like...
hilarious.
Everyone just a lot of people didn't know it was satire, like a piss take page, and they thought it was real. And they're just like, oh, this is fucked.
I want to see the look on people's faces when they get mad about satire and like they're like, this needs to stop. Like, they're on their fucking horse and they're like, oh, it's fake. Like, fuck. No. Well, if it was, it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't fake. Let's come back with that one.
Yeah. These days, you never know what's real. Yeah. That was pretty good. I love those.
Yeah. So, you been writing any new jokes, Loz?
Yeah.
You got any you want to put out to the ether?
I didn't prepare very well for this today.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Because I would have. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, though. As I said, I've got all these bits that I'm trying to work in together so that they can make up a, 5 minutes and what have you.
Yeah, a coherent set.
Yeah, but they're just all scattered all over the place. But a lot of, I'm working on an hour show.
Yes,
so,
sick.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. It's I've probably got about 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So like untested stuff
untested.
So far.
Yeah,
but you're gonna...
Some of it I've done already. Yep. So I want to call the show Midlife Spectacular.
Just cool. We'll edit
find
that.
Out the actual word.
Me on stage.
Yeah.
At the Wicco. Just that. Every 10 seconds.
But it's crap it's like, oh, when you forget, like, it really
about?
Is.
Yeah, oh. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Because you're on the spot and you're like, what the fuck was I going to say? Like,
that's it, yeah.
I had a plan, like, this had structure, and now it's just fucking all out the window.
Well, I forgot a word too. I forgot, I can't even remember the word I forgot. And as I forgot it, you hear in my fucking replay, like, Ethan, like, oh, no. It's almost like the universe fucking heard that from you and like, ah.
Nice.
Elliot got one mixed up too. I'll have to get him on again too. But he mixed up.
Did he forget how many kilos he was?
Yeah. No, he was saying reproduction and some other word he got mixed up with reproduction and procreation. He's calling it like reprocreation. He just kept trying a few times and he's like, fucking whatever. Moving on.
Oh,
that's why you got to stick with short words.
Yeah.
The story they were telling on the way there. So he's picking up Luke and he's got his girlfriend. So he's got his girlfriend in the car. Luke's like, oh, girlfriend's in the car. And Elliot, being Elliot, just a fucking nutcase himself, kicks his girlfriend out of the front seat and makes her sit in the back.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and Luke's like, you don't have to do that. No, because he's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, no, you really don't.
And then they're like on their way to the show and like, oh, yeah, I'll get something to eat. So then he fucking goes through the drive-thru, gets himself a meal, and then he's about to pay for it and he's like, oh, yeah. Did you want some? Like,
oh,
so we get to the comedy show and I'm like, oh, he dragged you along. She's like, oh, yeah, he bought me a burger, so I should feel special.
Oh, shit. He's learning.
Oh, man.
Pull him aside, have a little mother's conversation.
Yeah. We'll get him on the podcast next week to defend himself. Oh, shit.
Should get his girlfriend on the podcast.
To roast him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I've been thinking about it recently. Once this fucking COVID, because we were planning a trip to Melbourne, like to fucking
to go bomb down there.
Yeah, go bomb down there.
You want to bomb in lots of locations.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we're gonna do is
time to bomb down there.
Yeah, I was gonna take a week. Out. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was gonna take a week of holiday, so it was gonna cost me money to do it as well. But yeah, I'd love to put together at like a Newcastle show, just Newcastle comics.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I feel like the Stag is probably the closest you can get to that now, where you're seeing a lot of the Newcastle comics. And if we could put together like a show like that, I think it'd go really well.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because the Stag went fucking superb.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I find there's such a good audience there. Like, they just always sort of have been from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so set up to do comedy there, too.
Yeah, like, very much.
Just the vibe of the room.
Absolutely.
It's really warm and the lighting's good. It's a good stage.
Yeah.
Curtains, everything. It looks like it's supposed to be comedy.
That's it, for sure. It
works so much better there than other places.
And the L-shape as well seems to work as in itself because you get two sides of the crowd. And they're usually different, so they laugh at different things.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've found that. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, you'll get, like, maybe the sort of younger part of the crowd sits near the smokers area.
Yep.
And you see the sort of more bogan and slash comics who sit in the darker corner near the front door.
Mm.
And, you see, like, just the two crowds almost play off each other. Plus, the show at the end is... as fucking painful as it can be to get up there and bomb. Yeah,
it's like, good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Teach you how to think on your feet.
Yeah.
Still learning that one. But this helps a lot, I reckon. Just doing the podcast and talking shit for an hour once a week.
Yeah, I think so.
It's good just to, teach absolutely. You how to just talk.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's what it's all about, isn't it? Just fucking talk and just...
Yeah, just think of something.
That's it, just waffle.
It gets fucking awkward if there's dead air.
Yes, but,
we can cut it out on this. You can't quite cut it out if you're on stage.
Well, exactly.
Everyone's there going, oh, fuck, where's this going? What's going to happen next?
I listened to the earlier shows that we first did compared to me now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, I was like a fucking... Fuck,
I've said that before. Like, this is actually speech therapy for Mitch.
Yeah. It really
is. He's doing so well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I kind of work in a call center too, so that helps.
Oh, yeah, that'll help you on the phones. Yeah.
I actually got some fucking feedback the other day. There was an awkward silence in one of my calls. He's like, so what happened? And I'm like, yeah, me brain shut off, actually. I was like, I just forgot what I was talking about halfway through talking about it. He's like, ah. It was even in the report. Needs to work on his awkward silences.
Work on them. I'm the master of them. What are you talking about?
I'm building tension.
Nice.
Fuck you. I do like to do that on stage, though. Like really make the crowd hate me and try and dig myself out of that hole. Like, it's good
fun. Well, you got the first bit down.
Yeah. True. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. It's great. You're like, yeah. Usually it's me. Yeah, usually it's me getting roasted.
Oh, well.
It's because I didn't have my dirty bird on the way here, so I'm a bit more fucking snappy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, because last podcast, I had dirty bird on the way here, Loz.
What's a dirty bird?
KFC.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, they're the unofficial sponsor of my life.
Right. Well, it's a shame you didn't bring it.
Yeah, no, look, we were going to do that, actually, but it's really weird when all you hear is, yeah, so I'm the... It's good comedy last week. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fucking chewing.
Fair call.
Although there is... Maybe we could get into the segment of the market that's into that sort of stuff, like the ASMR. I can't believe I said that without fucking up.
Wow.
Oh, asthma. Yeah. Yeah. Because actually, that's what we've been... I mentioned to talk about for FAP of the week as well.
Oh, we're still doing that.
We're not, but yeah, like you come across things and ASMR I've come across recently, and it's just women or men just doing things into microphones.
Depending on what Mitch is into that day.
Yeah, yeah. So it might be breathing. One woman eats carrots into the microphone, just like, crunchy. Or celery or anything like crunchy.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like mouth sounds. It sends shivers down my spine. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But some people like that feeling. It's like, well, it's like a good feeling. But it's like when you hear really good music and you get goosebumps and you're like, oh, yeah, that's sick. But
yeah, totally.
It can be like, ugh, it's disgusting.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a bad cereal eater. I slurp and I slop and my partner's just like
not
get
having
out,
any of it.
Get out of the room.
Yeah.
I'll make these noises.
What the hell's
like
that?
No. If I'm eating cereal for whatever reason, I'll just make noises.
Cereal,
I don't
know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Tanya, that's crazy.
Tanya really needs
obviously.
That carer's pension. I reckon she should apply for it.
Oh, she's got it in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just take him in and have him eat a bowl of cereal in front of him. They'll be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Wow.
He's 500 a week to look after him.
Oh, fucking.
Didn't she smash her head last night?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned to say that. She fucking gave herself a concussion, poor
what
bugger.
Happened?
So she's putting together furniture. And
what were you doing?
Playing video games.
Right. Just wanted to double check on that.
He's a real man of the house.
Right. Yeah, I'm the man of the house.
Yeah.
So I'm in there.
Boss.
Yeah. You know, doing what men do on the computer.
That's it?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
And then I heard this like thump. And I was like, all right, boys, just wait a second. I've got to check on the missus. I didn't even get up. I was, oh, you all right? Yeah. And I thought I heard sobbing. And I was like, oh, but I was real high at the time. So I was like, I don't know if I'm hallucinating. But she said she was all right.
Check on my wife or
She said she was all right. So she's all right. Look, we're in a really trusting relationship. She says she's okay. I believe her. All right? I'm not going to, like, be condescending and be like, you sure? Sounded like you hit your head real hard. You sure you haven't got a bloody concussion? Maybe I should call the hospital or anything like that.
Because that sounded really sincere.
Yeah. So I thought I heard sobbing, and I was correct. I did hear sobbing, but she was like, nah, harden up. Like, she didn't think she'd hurt herself that bad either.
Yep.
And
I'm just going to go have a nap real quick.
Yeah, so she finished off putting together the fucking whatever the thing she was putting together.
You don't even know what it was.
It was
sat on it? Have you eaten at it? What have you done?
Yeah, it's a shoe. It's like a shoe shelf. That also but it has like a cushion on top so you can sit on it to put your shoes on.
Awesome.
But I'm not flexible enough for something like that, so I'll never use it.
Hence the fact that you didn't help.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was against it from the beginning, all right? There's a whole story that came about it around this.
Like, if I sit on this thing, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
I'm against it.
No, it was more the fact that I was like, oh, Tanya, can I buy this new video game? She's like, how much is it? I'm like, oh, it's $70. She goes,
so it's a trade-off.
She goes, fuck. Right. No, she's like, you're not wasting $70. You don't need more games. You've got 200 games. I've got over 200 games.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
So.
No, definitely need more.
Yeah. Well, I've played all 200 of them. Well, so,
absolutely.
Yeah, can't exactly.
Just keep going round and round.
Yeah, it's why Pornhub's only got, like, they haven't got just the same 20 videos. You need a little bit of fucking.
That's right.
Sometimes you need variety. Just something to be. Yeah, variety. That's yeah. It. Anyway, so it. She's bought this, and it was like $70, and didn't consult me or anything. She's just like, I'm going to make an executive decision, which is her choice because it's...
She's the executive.
Well, it's her money too. She controls the money. So anyway, so I was like, oh, yeah, so you bought a shoe shelf / chair bench thing. She's like, yeah. I'm like, what for? She goes, so we can put our shoes in it. I'm like, we've already got a shoe rack. She's like, but I wanted this one. I'm like, but you didn't consult me. So we're like having this back and forth, like passive aggressive, like you won't let me buy a $70 video game, but you'll replace the shoe rack that we don't need. And she's like, oh, yeah, fair enough. And that's how our arguments are.
That's how I got my video game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so then I was like, oh, so can I go buy this game now? She's like, fuck no.
Nice response. I love it. Well done, Tanya.
She goes, fucking, I spent all my money on the shoe rack. I'm going to have to wait till next week.
Love it. That's great.
So, yeah, so she gave herself a concussion. Good. No, that was awful.
That was worse than the first thing you said.
Oh, man. Last night as well. She was
talking back.
Yeah. They go, I said, oh, Tanya's got a concussion. Like, she legit had a concussion. Yeah, she vomited and everything.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, she's got a concussion. Oh, what happened? And I thought I was going to be edgy. I was like, oh, yeah, she talked back.
Everyone's just like, no.
Well, maybe you should go check on your wife. Does she need to go to hospital? She did, mind you, but I wasn't going to drive her. And we didn't want to pay for an ambulance. So I was like, I'll just hang out here with you until you start
feeling better.
Make sure
you don't fall asleep.
If you get worse, we'll take you to hospital. But she was all right. She worked today. She got home. She said, I probably shouldn't have worked. But she worked. So she's fine.
That's why she's got the money.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Nah, she fucking, she messed herself up. And then she was like... You know how there's like a soft bit on the back of your head where like the muscle starts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's hit herself like right there.
Ooh.
So there's like a tiny little bit of swelling coupled with like that normal soft bit on the back of your head.
Mm.
But she thinks it's like worse. She's like, oh, yeah, it's like soft swelling.
My brain's jelly now.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's soft swelling. And I know like the lady on the phone's like, oh, it sounds like a hematoma.
Yes.
Like where you're bleeding under the skin.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't that at all. It was just the awkward spot where she's fucking knocked herself out.
Mm.
And she's like, can you like look and see if it's all swollen? And I'm like, oh yeah, they're just checking for a hematoma. And she's like, what's a hematoma? Sounded real bad.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds really real bad. Sounds bad. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's just like it's just swelling. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's uncontrollable swelling, but swelling. She's like, have I got a hematoma? I'm like, no. You're fine. It was just a weird spot where you decided to whack your head. So, yeah, that happened. And then I was like, oh, man, if I've got to take it to hospital, I better try and sober up.
Mm.
So, yeah. Which wasn't happening.
You're trying to sober up real fast. You're like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm like, no, you sound real baked.
Yeah. I was on another... Well, the night before, fucking sitting on my computer and I'd... you don't smoke marijuana, do you? No.
Not on the record.
Yeah, not on the record.
Only because I work on the railway.
Yeah, fair enough. So it sometimes sneaks up on you. And I was like, oh, man, this is a really, like, mellow high. I'm like, oh, I got overconfident. And then went and, like, hit some more. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm still all right. Hit some more. And then all of a sudden I get this weird fucking buzzing feeling in my head. And I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have had so much. And you go down this fucking rabbit hole of like awful thoughts about yourself, which are the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh,
man. Yeah. And you're like, oh, no. It's going to be one of these. So I'm just like sitting there. I'm like, oh, guys, I've got to go have a shower. So then I'm like in the shower, just like hugging myself and just like, it's okay.
Rocking yourself.
Oh no. And I'm like, oh, this is okay.
Looking at the hole at the wall, like, oh man, I'm a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, no, straight up, I was like, oh man, I was like having like all these like self thoughts about being overweight and like how bad it is for me. And then I'm like, oh man, oh, this is a terrible spot to be in. And then I just got out of the shower and went to sleep.
Right. Sleep it off.
Yeah, sometimes that's all you got to do.
Oh, goodness.
And I did it the next day.
So, nice. How's your day?
I had a threesome instead, which was way more enjoyable
than yeah.
what that sounds. Yeah. That sounds terrible. So.
Oh, nice. Ethan's been trying for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, Shaz and a friend came around.
I was going to say, which way did it go? As far as two women...
Two women this time.
Yeah.
Last time was two men.
Yep.
This one was way better.
Yeah.
So. I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was much more fun to watch.
Yeah. You didn't have to jerk a dude off.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That always helps. Yeah. No, yeah. It all went fairly well.
Lovely.
Yeah. So. No awkward pauses.
No. No, it was all pretty smooth.
No funny smells.
Well, there's always going to be funny smells in that situation. But
yeah. Fair enough.
Went well.
Yep.
And, I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whenever that may be.
Yeah. Proud of you, mate.
We'll give it a break.
On you, mate.
Yeah.
I've come close once, and it was when I was like a teenager, and I just got a really bad hand job instead.
What enough. A stitcher.
The girl we were trying to do it with was, we were like teenagers, so she'd never like done anything with the dude. And yeah. Not great on the hand jobs. Mm. Just like fucking, like, what are you trying to do, lady?
You trying to start a lawnmower or something? What's going on?
You're going to fucking rip it off? Why is there so much movement here? My penis isn't that big.
Actually, funny part about it happened, though, Shaz and her friend were trying to scissor. And they're like, this is fucking way harder than it looks.
It is hard. It's hard.
It's like I never thought of that.
Yeah.
How hard that would be, but apparently pretty tricky.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I was witness to that. That was good. But I was there in the corner for moral support. I was like,
yeah.
You go, ladies.
No, yes.
Try.
Yeah.
That's it.
In the dark corner, or were you lit up?
No, I was just behind them. Just, yeah. Know, there for moral support.
Yeah. You would have glowed. You would have been glowing because you're so white.
Yeah, no, there wasn't that much light going on to like reflect and bounce off my pasty skin. So.
I definitely
probably weren't
yeah.
even bothered that he was there.
No, nah, not really.
Yeah.
I was there for encouragement.
Yeah, you get him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a coach at the sideline.
I
like
probably didn't need that either.
Yeah, you're there for like moral support in that instance when there's two girls. It's like, I'm just here to like, you know, live off the scraps.
So yeah. Like,
if attention wanes, like throw some my way, but otherwise you just do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's the thing, like it's always about the girls. It's always about the girls, and you're just there because they're letting you.
Yeah.
They really don't need you there.
Yeah. Nope.
In fact, the only reason you are is because one of them's got to go home with you at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, that was the good thing is I got two rooms. So, like, rented out two rooms and there was, like, another bed for her to go sleep in afterwards. So that made it.
Oh, yeah.
Chill.
Oh, you're a gentleman when it comes to threesomes. Yeah. How kick's that?
So good. You went and slept in the spare bed?
Yeah, well, that's the other one. Yeah.
You left the room. It was good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, let's face it. 10 minutes for a bloke, 10 hours for a chick.
Yeah.
That was the fuck part.
We could just go and go and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and went. I was like, I'm going to keep up. Because after the whole bombing on Wednesday, I was like, my ego's destroyed, so I don't have to prove anything. I know I'm a piece of shit, so I'll just take whatever I can get.
Yeah.
It was like, we went on till like 3 o'clock
just
in the morning.
Throw the dog a bone.
Yeah, it was fucked. I'm very tired after that for a long time.
Tired boy.
Yeah.
It was a good kind of tired. It's the kind of tired you can be happy with.
It's a happy
it was,
tired, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It's like that hungover, but you can't fix it with water. It's just a tired hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's you sounded like a kid in a candy store.
It was.
Yeah, I mean you can see him on the thing there. You could see the smile lighting up on his face.
Happy boy.
Lovely.
Doesn't take much. Now I can die happy.
Yeah. That's it. You're on your deathbed. What was the greatest moments, Grandpa? Well, there was that threesome I had back in 2020. That was good.
Bad year for everyone else. Good year for Ethan.
Yeah. We were supposed to be social distancing.
That didn't happen.
Turns out scissoring's really hard.
I'm like, that was all right, but yeah, I built it up in my head like way more than it was. I'm like, that was a thing, but
yeah, that's it. You know, that's it.
Yeah, these things that you play up in your head.
Because you watch enough, I've just noticed that as well. Yeah, it's pretty dark in here.
We should wrap up soon anyway.
Yeah, because you see it in porn. You're like, oh man, it looks like great. But I'm just saying this, I'm trying to play it down in my own head. So that when I never actually have a threesome, it won't be that much of a loss for me. So I'm sure it was awful, Ethan.
I'm sure you'd be able to get one quite easily. Tanya's pretty open to her bisexuality. Yeah.
It's more the fact that I'm just lazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't really be lazy in a threesome.
No. I get puffed easy.
You gotta get involved.
Yeah, I get puffed easy.
Oh my God. If there's a nipple open, you go for it.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's like
keep my fans busy.
Man, like the other day, I finished having sex, and it was like I was having an asthma attack. It's like, oh, was it good? Was it good for you? Yeah, I can't imagine doing that with two women.
You'd fucking die.
Yeah, I know.
What a way to go, though.
Oh man, it'd be great. You always hear about those old dudes that die having sex with their like. Beautiful younger woman, like wives, like the rich dudes.
Yeah,
that's got to be like if you're having sex with an old rich dude, you're just praying.
That's
like,
it.
Just laying there.
That's it.
Like,
come on, work a little harder. Yeah, harder. Get that heart pumping.
Yeah, yeah. Should I? You'd have to learn his kinks so that you can get him to work harder.
Absolutely.
You sound like
you
put way too much thought into this. You're like, if I need a get rich quick plan. I got it sorted.
Well, all I'm saying is if an opportunity were to present itself, I would be prepared.
Good to know.
Yep, picked up on that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, my life goal is to now get filthy rich and...
yeah. How much is... For some women, there's not a whole lot of money that they need to be able to like sleep with an older dude. But I'm just thinking, what's your number, Ethan?
Oh, it'd be a lot lower than I'd think, I reckon.
Yeah.
Especially if that cash was on the table.
Yeah. Like money right in front of you. Because there's like, oh, yeah. Like there's some dudes that are like, oh, no, I'd never be like gay for pay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'd never be gay for pay.
Rubbish.
Like, and then like, oh, man, but there's fucking 50 bucks on the table right there. Oh,
50? I know about 50.
We just heard. We all know bitch is easy. Yeah. Doesn't take much for him.
Yeah. That used to be Belzy. I used to work with this dude. He was proper fucking, like, he was the dumbest cunt. Like, if you had a photo of dumb cunt in the dictionary, it would be his face.
Nice.
Like, he even looked like a dumb cunt. He couldn't even, like... blow his nose properly, so he always had boogers hanging out of his nose, and you'd always tell him, and he'd get offended at you for telling him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. I don't fucking care. I'm like, I do. It's gross. I've got to work next to you, cunt. He always smelled like urine because he just left his clothes in the change room, and which is also doubled as our like the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, he was a proper dude, but he reckons he'd never go fucking gay for bae. He's like, no.
I was, like, reading this thing lately, like, apparently dudes have been stopping wiping their ass because they think it's too gay to, like, touch their own buttholes.
Really?
Are you serious? Yeah, 100%,
yeah. It's like, miss me with that gay shit, I don't touch my own asshole.
What do they do then? They just walk around itchy.
With, like, a stinky ass.
Because that's the thing, you don't wipe yourself properly, you're fucking itching within a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I've heard about it in prison. Like, I've heard about it, like, the dudes...
Oh, if like you're a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If someone's going to put their penis in there, you're going to make sure they don't have a good time.
Either someone's going to have a terrible time or they're going to have an extra good time.
Well,
with
that's
that,
right.
So you're playing both sides of the coin there.
Yeah. You're either going to avoid the... Yeah, look, doing it that way, you won't meet yourself a nice man. You know?
No.
If you go into prison,
no.
You want to attract the right kind of dude.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I'm going to work on my body.
Mitch is all about meeting a nice man. A nice old man.
Yeah.
With lots of money.
Lots of money.
Who's got at least $50. Yeah. Pineapple in his wallet.
Yeah.
You're set.
Yeah. Make it so he doesn't want to leave, you know.
You're a mess.
You put up with my shit.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, that's an hour.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up there?
Yeah, I think we'll finish there.
Oh, I think we've hit a low point, so yeah.
Yeah. Can't get any worse.
Thanks for coming on, Loz.
No worries at all. It was fun, as usual.
Sweet ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in for a chat. And when are you next doing comedy again?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? When is the next one?
Got no idea, to be honest.
I know 16th of September is the Stag and Hunter.
I should be right for that.
We got Legacy hosting Cahiba next month as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be good. I don't think the mum will come back with the daughters, but
that's a pretty...
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. Well, they've changed the show now. It's like it has to be advertised as like
right
mature audiences and everything. Thanks to Mitch.
Yeah. So. Well done. Cheers, well Mitch. Done,
someone wrote it. Someone made a phone call. I'm sure.
Oh, man.
That's a career highlight, I reckon.
Honestly, I'm so glad that they didn't try and censor it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be fucked. I just wouldn't be able to do comedy. Yeah.
That's it. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Lucky you. And lucky everyone else who gets to come watch him next.
I'll leave it on that.
Yep. Cheers, mate.